Mark Carolla, and I give consent to be interviewed.
I'm Nicola Lutri, and I also give consent to be interviewed. It is September 21st, 2021, and the time is 2:45 p.m., and today Mark and I will be talking about COVID-19 and our experiences with quarantine over 2020 and 2021. So Mark, did you know anyone who got COVID?
Yeah, I had a couple friends who got COVID, and only one of them had bad symptoms.
What were the symptoms?
I had a really bad fever, and he also couldn't smell or taste.
Jeez. I can't even imagine that. Like, I got sick over quarantine, and it wasn't COVID. I did get tested, but at some point I made my mom come in with a spoon of hot sauce just to make sure I could still taste.
Yeah, I get that. How did you react when school shut down? Did you think it would only be for 2 weeks?
So, when school shut down, it was like a really weird day that day, like the last day before, because all the teachers were confused and all the students were confused, and we were like, okay, like, what do we do now? But I didn't think it would just be for 2 weeks. I honestly thought it would just be for like maybe the end of the year, but I didn't think it would go into like our senior year.
Yeah.
It was tough, kind of, because like you didn't realize that was going to be like one of the last times you saw your friends in person. What about you? What did you think?
Well, the way the world was, like, reacting to it, we kind of all knew that was going to be more than 2 weeks, so we prepared for a year-long shutdown.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought it was going to be short-term.
You thought it was going to be a year?
Yeah.
Just right off the bat?
Yeah.
I had a friend who, well, he wasn't really a friend, more of an acquaintance, sat next to me in Spanish class. But right at the beginning, on the last day, at the beginning of quarantine, he was like, yeah, I've been preparing for this for years. At any given moment, my family has a year's worth of supply for our entire family in our basement. And I was like, yeah, that's smart, but what? Do you have a year's supply worth of food?
Well, when the news started, you know, going around that other countries were going through this, I think everyone just started running to the stores and, you know, packing their house with as much as they could.
Yeah, with the whole toilet paper thing.
Yeah, and the waters.
Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah.
What else? How did your family react to COVID and quarantine and everything?
I mean, they were pretty paranoid in the beginning. Like,
yeah.
No one was really going out. They were, you know, paying for groceries to be, you know, sent to the house. They were wiping down everything. Again, the house was, like, stocked with waters and Purells and everything like that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty serious in the beginning.
Yeah. My family bought a lot of soap.
Yeah.
Big soap family. And we weren't allowed to get takeout because my dad was convinced that there would be, like, COVID germs in the food.
Yeah.
Which is really upsetting because I love Chinese food. But not that that has anything to do with COVID. But my dad is a physician, so he kind of freaked out when this happened, and he was doing all the research he could in any article that he could find, and then he would report everything back to us. And you don't really want to know, because you're staying in the house one way or another, but that's how my dad reacted. How did quarantine affect your mental health?
You know, in the beginning I was fine, but after, you know, the months, it was like, it was weird not seeing friends and just seeing, you know, family for like days on end. I got pretty lonely, you know, a couple months in. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What about your mental health?
Definitely had a decline, because I couldn't see my friends, so it was difficult to just kind of only interact with my family. And I tended to just pretty much stay in my room, too.
Yeah, same.
It was also difficult because, like, you weren't going outside as much, and, like, I don't know about you, but I had, like, a lot less fresh food in my diet, which affected my mental health. Like, I was eating ramen once a day.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was good. It wasn't good for me. It was yummy, though.
Yeah, I feel like doing the same thing every day just gets kind of weird after a while.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah.
It was like all the days kind of muddled together.
Yeah, every day was the same.
Yeah. At least it's not anymore, Mark.
Yeah.
We made it. Not really. But we're making it.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like quarantine was really rough for everyone. There was no one who really kind of, like, benefited from it. I think a lot of people, though, had a lot of, like, emotional and mental growth, even if their mental health kind of declined. Like, I feel like myself, I was able to kind of grow as a person, and I did a lot of, like, self-exploration, which I thought a lot of my friends had also gone through. Like, you come into quarantine as one person and you came out another, which I feel like is common for a lot of people. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was more, like, independent after. And, I feel like I changed.
Yeah. I feel like I was also more independent. Any finishing thoughts, Mark?
Did you have any memorable story from quarantine?
You know what, Mark? As a matter of fact, I do. It was the very beginning of quarantine, and I would like to say that my family thinks I am the healthiest of them all, so, you know, not to brag or anything, but they sent me out to the grocery store, and I was panicking because, like, germs. So I was, like, standing in the middle of the grocery store, like, about to cry because I didn't want to touch anything. But I had to come home with paper towels, and I did make it. So I think that's something I'll always remember about quarantine.
Yeah. I feel like I just had, like, a lot of, I feel like I had a lot of time with family.
Yeah.
We had nights where we would just, you know, watch movies. So I feel like that was just something that reminds me of the quarantine times.
Yeah. Aw. All right. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Mark. And I'll see you again sometime soon. Hopefully.
It was nice talking to you.
Aw.